Today we've got to approve the referendum question. That's why it's up there. But take your eyes off that for a second. Try and look at me or your neighbor. We have to agree, more or less, on other considerations by tomorrow noon. We have to agree on a draft report by tomorrow noon. We have to agree on a name by tomorrow noon, because we really don't really have any time after that. The final meeting is indeed the final meeting, and the report will be largely put to bed by then, but with some changes if they come up in terms of some details or whatever. So I'm only letting you know with the enormity of the task that's before us by tomorrow noon, and I'm going to try my darndest to do what you encouraged me to do in our Prince George meeting. You all said, Blaney, keep focused, keep us on agenda. So I'm going to try and do that, and as we are proceeding, after this we're going to do other considerations. We're going to try and hit on substance, but let's get out of the editorial small little bit. We can't be a committee of 155 doing editorial work. Reasonable? So we're going to try and move it along. I am putting up in front there the referendum question, the proposed referendum question, because my hunch is this might be a reasonably easy one to get through. The name there, voter preference, is only a working title. When we determine a name tomorrow, whatever name we decide will be in there instead of voter preference. But there is the recommendation that I believe that you have agreed to. Do you support the recommendation of the Citizens Assembly on electoral reform that British Columbia adopt the voter preference, or whatever it is, electoral system as outlined in the Assembly's final report? Douglas.
Jack, in our discussion group, we went over this with my suggestion that we might want to reconsider how it's worded to keep it as basic and as simple as possible, allowing even those with the lowest literary level in our province the ability to read and understand this and then make their vote appropriately. So there were four words that concerned me in this referendum question. The first word was support. One of the suggestions it came up with was, do you agree with, instead of do you support? Continuing on, the word recommendation, it's a big word. It was a tough one to try and come up with variations on. We left it for now. We moved on to the word adopt. And as much as I know everybody here in the room understands the word adopt, there are various meanings in the dictionary. It may be misinterpreted, so what we suggested in our discussion group was change the word adopt to the words change to or even accept. And then the last one was the word outlined, which again has a variety of meanings. We thought it might be a good suggestion to change that word to described or written. I'm opening it up to discussion. I don't think this should be a long discussion, but I know that having this easily understood by even those with the lowest literary level in the province is important. We need to make this simple. We said that right from the start. Back to you, Jack.
Your edits then, we weren't going to do editing, but I understand the reason for doing that, and we have to also address the draft report. The draft report does have to be simplified in sections, and we know that, by the way. Your suggestion is something that would read something like, do you agree with the recommendation of the Citizens Assembly on electoral reform that British Columbia accept the blank electoral system as described in the Assembly's final report?
That
is that okay?
Correct.
Do we have agreement on that? Okay, let's go with it.
Okay. Thank you.
Who? Don and Edith. Well, I was going to try.
Nice try. In addition to what Doug added there, I'm not too in favor of having that last portion in there as outlined in the Assembly's final report. The only reason I say that is because I don't believe the average individual is going to read it anyway. The average voter is not going to be aware of it. They might be aware of it, but I don't think they're going to sit down and they're going to read it. So I don't know that we even need that portion in there as described in the Assembly's final report.
Don, I think we do. We have to make reference to something that is substantive. And hopefully a lot of people will have read it, but I believe, and a lot of people who looked at this believe, that we must make reference to something of substance. Edith?
Okay, mine is kind of semantics, but I don't agree with having the Citizens Assembly the first thing that you see on there. I would like to have it that the emphasis is on the system. So something like, do you agree to change the electoral system to voters' preference as described in the Citizens Assembly's final report?
A couple of other comments. Derek, did you have one?
I think enough campaign work is going to be done on both sides in the sense of yes equals change, no equals no change, that very, very few people are actually going to read the question when in the ballot box. I know I won't.
My hunch, I am very reluctant to let this go on terribly long without actually redrafting the statement and putting it up on the screen, because I don't think we can do several redrafts on the screen. Edith, that sounds like a reasonable suggestion. My hunch is what we will do is we will do one redraft and give it to you tomorrow. I don't think we should continue editing something that's on the screen. We can't do that. And I will take some comments if they are brand new substance going to be useful for us, but not further editing. I don't think that's going to be helpful. We do have Susan.
I just wanted to suggest the word accept as being more definitive than agree.
Well, we're never going to get total agreement on this, obviously. Rob, quick.
I just think that if we have the word change in there somewhere, the electorate is probably angry enough that no matter what we put else, they'll go for it. Thank you.
That was a little bit of political. Julie.
The mention or referral to the Citizens Assembly final report, I think, has to be in there, and I understand. Is there any chance that this question can be or will be, or maybe this is a moot point, published ahead of time so that people will know what's going to be, what the question is going to be, and they would then perhaps be looking?
Yes. Yes, this is not going to be a surprise when they walk into the ballot booth. Okay, we'll revisit this. Unfortunately, there's a number of things we'll revisit tomorrow morning, but I think that these have been useful suggestions. We will take a look at it. And Mr. Secretary, have you? He's got the comments, and we'll revisit this. Thank you very much. One of the other five things we must decide on by tomorrow is there are several options on counting systems in Shoney. I have your attention, right? Good. Shoney's going to give us a little report on a procedure that we might be able to employ to actually help us reach a decision on that one. Shoney.
This is in reference to the question that Harley was referring to earlier today. Although we've decided on the counting, there's one small issue around how you transfer surplus votes second and third time. And there's a couple of different options around that. A group of us looked at it at lunch, and if anyone else is interested in being part of that conversation, we can reconvene at 4:00. Otherwise, we thought maybe we would give a brief presentation tomorrow at breakfast, just outlining a brief description of the three different options that we were discussing. And with a recommendation.
With a recommendation, good. And where will that meeting be at 4?
Pardon?
3:20.
That hasn't. I don't know. We haven't set that yet. So.
Room 420 is open.
420. Okay.
Okay. Room 420 for those who wish to use it. And great. Now, some of you received the draft report, of course, by email electronically. Some received it last night when they arrived. A few received it only today, and that's why we are breaking it about 3:30, so that you have between 3:30 and 6 or whatever until you go for dinner to read the report. And then there is, of course, an optional meeting at 7:30. So hopefully we're not going to discuss the draft report until tomorrow so that everybody will have had a chance to read it, okay, to go through it. Yes, who?
Brad.
I don't know you anymore. You're not sitting here. Sylvia, you're Brad
Shoney,
today.
Can you clarify, tomorrow at breakfast, you're going to deliver the report on the discussions at 4? Okay, what time?
Tomorrow 8:00.
Breakfast? 8? Okay, good.
Good. That'll get Brad there in time. I suggest we now move to other considerations and see if we can get some of the essential work and other considerations done by 3:30. That would be really quite wonderful. It would move us along quite nicely tomorrow. Are you ready to try and do that? First of all, I would like an expression from one or two people, rather than a whole bunch right now, but one or two people, about the overall strategy. I don't mind being challenged on this one. I suggested a strategy that does not compete with the main recommendation, and yet I know there are others might have different kinds of views in that. I would be very pleased to have some suggestions or kinds of expressions of how we might be able to proceed overall with the whole concept of other considerations. Any comments on that? Jim?
I think that if we go with the first two on the recommendations and put them in the first part of the report would be fine, and the last three to sum them up in a small paragraph just to let the public know that we have touched these situations and we are well aware of it, although they're not in our mandate.
Thank you. CJ. CJ, you could be an actor.
It's all in the timing, eh? I'd like to follow on with what Jack said. In our group, we discussed those three paragraphs for a majority of our time. Consensus was not reached in that small group at all, except that those issues that we had touched on in the participation issue alone were big, far-reaching, complex, deep roots, and outside our mandate also. And so I would propose that we look at those questions, acknowledge that they exist, but leave it to, like, not more than a sentence or two, outlining that we recognize that there needs to be improvement in those areas, but nothing more than that. Don't take sides. Don't suggest too much. Minimal stuff. Otherwise, I think we're going to get a competition, like Jack says, and it's going to be difficult.
Bill and then Julie. Bill?
This is just carries off from what CJ said, that I think we have to be careful not to stray into areas that are highly controversial. For example, it refers to in the more detailed things about extending the franchise to 16-year-olds. Well, I think if we put that into the paper, we're going to end up with the public focusing on that. It'll detract from the recommendation itself, and it will also... people who are opposed to that will vote against the referendum question for a totally wrong reason, for a reason that they ordinarily wouldn't vote against it. And other than that, the most important of the other considerations, I think, is that be clear that we recommend that there should not be a review of this until after, say, three general elections, a review of the current, of the new system if it's put into place. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Julie.
In our group, I was in the same group as CJ, and actually Jack had he had sort of an opening statement that I wrote down that I thought was really good, and he wondered if we, as well, to keep things very simple and maybe not go into specifics such as age, you know, lowering the age to a certain age and all the rest of it. But he said something about, although we're mandated to look only at one dimension of politics in BC, we feel that attention should be given to, and then list a few points in a very general way. So I thought it was really good, Jack, and you didn't say anything.
Okay, thank you. Shoni.
Can I'm coughing right now. Can I move down the list?
Yes. Rob.
One of the best suggestions that we had in our group was...
Closer to your mic, Rob, please.
One of the best suggestions that I think we had in our group was that if the... as well as recommending a review... or recommending a potential review after three systems, if they do go to a review, that any further changes would be done through referendum, much as they've done in Ireland.
Again, I'd like any other... Thank you, Rob. Any other comments on the general strategy, like... essentially what you've got here is a identify things that have been raised in hearings that we've talked about, but not go into great specifics. Indeed, Bill has even suggested that one specific of age 16, take that out of there, because that could be a red flag that becomes the issue. The strategy that's been taken is we have raised here the matters that have been raised in hearings that we've talked about, but they're not very specific, and they ought not to get a lot of people startled. So more on the strategy. Yes, FW, and then, right.
We had in our group quite a heated discussion about this, and then as I walked out of the room, I thought, this is the answer. If I go to UBC and take a course, they cover themselves by a disclaimer, so why can't we do the same thing here? These are the recommendations we found, and keep them at arm's length, accompanied by a disclaimer, not necessarily reflecting, you know, the unanimous consent of the assembly.
That could mitigate a problem that Bill was talking about in terms of identifying these with the assembly, such that it gets conflated with or whatever the main recommendation. That's an idea that we should think about probably. Who's next? Norm, where are you, Norm? Yep.
First of all, I'm against adding other considerations, but if it does come to that we do include considerations, one thing I was thinking, instead of calling them considerations, because we haven't really studied on some of them and we're not knowledgeable, we're just taking people's opinions, maybe we could add them as this is what we've heard from the public and submit it as such.
Okay. Mary?
I think we need to also put into other considerations that we have heard the public at all the public meetings in regards to gender equality, and I think we need to somehow include an encouragement to for gender equality to gain the benefit of a whole new voice in the legislature. And I think if we look at ourselves at the Citizens Assembly, we've done that. We've done it very well, and I think we would not be doing a job if we didn't take that into consideration. Thank you.
Of course, that's in there now in the current wording. Yep. Amanda.
Hi. I think that the considerations of the way that they're outlined right now seem to be more along the line of complaints. And so if we do decide to include them, they should be put in a more neutral light.
Okay. More positive language, so to speak. Shoni, have you found your voice yet? Amazing. If we lost your voice, it would be terrible.
Just first of all, a couple of people have touched on it, but in our group, I think there was as unanimous that the last sentence of in the participation, the lowering the voting age, was something we had not really discussed, didn't have a lot of knowledge of, and whatever else we did, that sentence needed to come out. So that came out really strongly. I think a couple of people have touched on the context that it these have come in, that they're not recommendations, they are what we heard. And I would disagree that they come across as complaining. I think they come across as a representation of some real strong issues that we kept hearing again and again from people, that we were the only forum that they had to effectively communicate them. I don't see it as a trying to expand our mandate beyond what it was. I see it as there was some money invested in what we did. There was a process that was incredibly consultative that we should take advantage of capturing some of those really strong themes that are running throughout the province. And I think, although I think it, neutral language is good in terms of not connecting them with our recommendations, I think the feelings that we were hearing were a lot stronger than what's captured on the paper around parties, around I would like to see the women's representation be stronger. And we're simply reflecting what we heard, and we heard some really strong feelings, and people were looking to us as a way of getting those voices out.
Yeah, I think that's why they're there too, Shoni. Craig? Oh, wrong Craig. Sorry.
You want to go?
No, you can say it.
Okay, thanks.
So this is how it's been working all the time. You just move your lips, Craig.
In our breakout group, we talked about the electoral review section actually being part of the recommendation itself, as opposed to separate and in the other recommendations. The reason for this is that there was some concern about, because it's in the other recommendations, that the political parties that be, after the first election, then basically trash the system. There'll probably be some sentiment against the system the first time vote based on what happened in New Zealand, and we see no reason why that wouldn't be the case here. So there was a reasonable consensus in our group that that's probably the case. It should be part of the recommendations and not any other section. As well, Harley mentioned a couple of things by referendum, and that it should be done based on some sort of citizens' input as opposed to a committee.
A few more speakers. I have to respond to that. I don't believe that's in our mandate to make the recommendation that there be a review. Government, by the way, can do whatever they like anyway. And why mess it up? I mean, let's keep focus. Margaret?
You'll be astounded, but I actually think that the presentation that's been written down so far does quite a good job. What it does is point out that there are serious matters that bear on the electoral system and how it works that were not inside our mandate, and that this simply enumerates those. And I don't think it's negative language at all. I think this is a fairly good attempt to bring forward to the attention of the legislature that these are still matters that are outstanding.
Thank you very much. Anna.
I was just going to say, it sounds like there's sort of two issues with this other consideration section. One is that we might divert attention from our main message, and that's a concern. And the other one is that not everybody within the Assembly might be in full agreement with some of the wording in that section. So what I was thinking is maybe to address both those issues is to have, and somebody else I think kind of alluded to this, is to call it something else and say, you know, something like what we heard from the public, you know, as in areas for consideration that could improve politics in BC. This is what we heard from the public, rather than, you know, take full ownership of it. And it kind of separates our report.
What we heard from British Columbians or something like
yeah.
that? Okay, we'll do something like that, okay? Mo.
Well, I agree with a lot of things in that report. I find it hard to accept that we should be part of this. I mean, we have a particular mandate. We have a very focused mandate. And I'd hate to see, as we're going down in the home stretch, you know, we're getting into uncharted territories. I would rather drop it completely and just focus on what it's at hand. It's just my opinion.
I could actually take a kind of see where we are, straw vote on that. There is the idea of dropping it altogether. I heard a number of people say, let's kind of remove it from necessarily our consideration, deliberation. But let's, these are the kinds of things we heard from British Columbians. And my hunch is that there's a feeling among the Assembly that they would like to have a section there, but these are some of the things we heard from British Columbians. Do I read that right? You'd like to do that? So I think, Mo, there's probably a fairly strong feeling that they would like to do that. But on the other hand, I think there's a fairly strong kind of consensus growing that we don't want to compete with our recommendation. We don't want to be terribly strident or strong in this, but there are observations we want to make of things that we heard about, British Columbians talking about. No matter what riding or hearing we went to, we did hear some of the things all the time. And it's probably our obligation to report on them. I think that's what I hear you saying. We're coming now to second speakers. Done. Pass. Edith.
We did have some discussion, and one of the things that was raised is that the considerations about parties' participation and the style of party politics, that's what we devised the system to try to solve. But if we're going to put these things in, the facilities, the line given the increase, I think should be taken out of that. It's giving the impression that we're saying that the constituencies are, you know, we're going to need more constituency offices because of the STV system, which is really not true. We're not increasing the number of offices because of the system. What we're suggesting is that the system, at the way it is under any system, is not giving access to constituency offices to people in sparsely populated areas, and that that has nothing to do with STV at all.
Okay. Thank you. No. Nick. We're trying to pick up first speakers first.
Thank you. I think that if we do go forward and make other suggestions, it will possibly increase our credibility with the voting public who made the suggestions to us, in that they'd know that they'd been heard not only on that, but on somehow would transmogrify to the system we'd chosen as well.
Yeah, so I think you're agreeing that we do report these observations. Yeah, Cherie.
I agree with Edith. I don't like the inclusion of parties and style of politics. I just think that some of these things are the nature of some of these groups, and that's why you want to change the system, is to facilitate candidate-centered politics and a change and facilitate change through the new system. So I think those are kind of redundant, and also I just don't think they would be seen as soundly as the facilities and the participation.
Thank you. Harley.
I'm just looking at the other considerations as they're written here, and the second through fifth recommendations are voices of what the public has said. But if you look at the first one on the review of electoral change, that's our concern as an assembly. The public doesn't really understand some of the things that could happen there, but we do. So I'm kind of wondering if a special section should be set up with our concern. And I do believe that, if not put in the main report, should be fairly strongly worded.
It seems to me a good point that review of electoral change is different than the other ones. We didn't really hear much about that in the hearings, a little bit, but not terribly much. So Harley's suggestion is that a statement about review of electoral change, although not part of a recommendation, should be in the Volume 1 as a statement about some review, and that the what we heard from British Columbians starts with the next one. Okay? We are doing a little bit of a general kind of substantive editing as we're carrying on here. Norm, you're back on the list again. You're kind of a busy speaker today.
I would just be adding to what they already said. Parties, participation, and style of politics are things that we felt that the public wanted us to address, and that's why we went with the STV system.
But you're suggesting we still make this commentary here? No? Delete it? No? Anne.
Thank you. I would be in support to put the considerations, recommendations sort of outside the report as what we've heard from the public, because that's what I believe. Those ideas came from hearing all the presentations as well as from us here. But I think it's separate from the report, although I do like the idea of a strong recommendation about how to possibly change the system if they want to do that. And the other consideration that came up in our group was that there was nothing about educating the public. And I thought we heard a lot of that from the public meetings, and that is a consideration that we have, is that adequate education of the system that we've just recommended gets out.
So I'm not quite sure, Anne. You mean educating the public about the referendum that's coming up or post-referendum?
About the STV system. So I thought we were planning on actually having a recommendation to the government.
Well, we have, in a sense, that we've been talking to them, and that's ongoing, and I don't think a recommendation here is going to make any difference at all,
okay. Actually.
Wilf.
I support Sherry's suggestion that the part about the parties is redundant, because we chose the STV system because it has a tendency to limit party dominance. So So in view of the fact that we should do everything we can to make sure we don't take away from the main recommendation, I would suggest we just remove that altogether.
Jill.
So just in response to that, Wilf, it also goes on, though, to talk about openness and democracy in the organization of parties and nomination procedures within parties, which STV doesn't really address.
It'd be a very hopeful attitude to think that parties will listen to that in any case. They're going to do what's best for them.
Although just in, again, I don't want to be part of the debate, but going back to Jill's question, it was something we did hear quite a bit about in our hearings, about the nomination process in terms of how political parties go about that. It was a fairly frequent comment.
But they'll decide that.
Yes.
They'll decide that themselves.
True. Ken Nielsen.
This isn't so much about the issue, but I was just wondering if we do vote on this, can we use the buttons again? Because that vote this morning was really kind of weird and clumsy and felt like a bit of a regression.
Well, we'll see whether we need to do the buttons or not, okay? But I think Rob is ready to use the buttons if necessary. He says, yep. Wendy. Where are you, Wendy?
I guess I agree with Jill. I think that including parties in here is very important. It's a lot of the commentators we get talk about parties and the nominating process, and a lot of what we heard from people was about parties and how difficult and all the problems people have with parties. And I think that if we are going to reflect back to the citizens of this province what they told us, we need to talk about parties.
Okay, we're ready to, my hunch is that there's a general kind of feeling here that we talk about this as what we've heard from the people of British Columbia, the exact wording, we not quite sure what it is yet, that the review of electoral would change, we take that out, that's something we include in our report. We'll talk about the importance of leaving this for 3 years and having some review, perhaps some comment that might talk about employing citizens in that review. And that the others we basically leave roughly as they are, picking up some of the comments we've heard about the 16-year-old, under parties, that which is redundant we take out, but we keep that which relates to political parties and the nomination process. That's kind of what I think we've been hearing. Shoni, did you want to comment on that?
I just wanted to comment on taking things out. Although there are some things that are repeated in that they were also part of the information that formed our reasoning around choosing STV, I think what I see of these other considerations are these are issues that affect the population regardless of the electoral system. And so although parties formed our decision and what's the last one, style of politics formed our decision around STV, we're saying that these are themes and issues that the electorate are concerned about that go beyond a system, that regardless of what happens in the referendum or in future, these are issues that have to be met. So I would be really concerned about taking them out, even though it is repetition.
Well, there's a bit of a division on that one. I'm not quite sure where you're at. Taya.
I just want to add, so under participation, if we can go back to what CJ said and condense it.
I'm sorry, Tay.
If we could condense under participation, we've got the three paragraphs can be condensed to two sentences.
Okay, I'm getting there's not a unanimous view out there, but I'm getting a kind of a sense of kind of where you're at. Lil, you're first time speaker. Where are you, Lil? Right there.
There was one other consideration that came out at two of the meetings that I was at, and that was with regard to the ballot and it being available in Braille. Are we going to include anything about that in our recommendation?
We are not, because Elections BC is that matters under consideration by Elections BC. They're working on that. That's why we did not include that there. My hunch is that there's a feeling that we've got a sense of where we're going on this one. In terms of under parties, I think we have to take a look at that to make sure that we're not being overly redundant with what we say in the text of our report. But on the other hand, we want to ensure that we report what we heard, you know, the common kinds of themes and hearings. So we'll take a look at that try to ensure that we're not terribly redundant. We'll take out the reference to under 16. And we'll have a different heading, and we'll take review of electoral change out of here, and we'll put this in our report. And we'll talk about a review after 3 years, that it has to be 3 years. Three elections. That's why I have got people to help me, Derek. And overall, the wording is hits about the right kind of level. Is that about where we're at? Anne?
If we are going to change the wording to say these are the input we've had from the public, then I think we would have to look at removing the third paragraph under participation in regard to First Nations people.
We did hear about First Nations people.
But I'm saying that the emphasis here is a bit negative and is talking about limited participation and what we considered puts a bit of a spin on it as opposed to just representing the input we received.
We do suggest a process there by which it may be looked at. Are you suggesting that process be deleted?
I think it's something we need to discuss if we're going to make a recommendation that sounds like it's coming from the Assembly or if the section is just purely recording the input we've received.
That's a good point. We will look at that in terms of the wording that you will get next time, okay? You're right. That recommendation did not come to us from the people of BC. That wasn't there. It was something we discussed here, but we'll take a look at that, okay? On the other hand, not overwhelmed, but we did hear concerns throughout British Columbia regarding the lack of participation of Aboriginals.
A rewording would be great.
A rewording? We'll take a look at the wording of that one. It's not an easy one to handle, by the way, and I might ask a couple of you who are close to this one for a little bit of help without, at the same kind of level and tone that we're kind of aiming for. So I'll probably ask for a little bit of help with that one, okay? Very soon. Someone, who? Oh, Craig. This is the Craig Henschel this time, right?
There we go. Wow. That same issue of the voice, where this is coming from. There are some places, while members of the Assembly accept that changing political culture, if we're going to call this other considerations from British Columbians, then it's got to come from another voice.
Yep. And Campbell is listening to us on this one. Campbell's the author of this, by the way. After I've exposed it, Campbell's the author. So.
Well,
Campbell's been listening. However, we all comment on it. Jack McDonald.
I think the tone is important in this, and I wouldn't want to see us so distanced from these concerns that it's just simply a sort of reporting of stuff we heard and we're just, blurting it all out. I think there's more of a message that we want to deliver, and it is that while our mandate was one dimension of politics in British Columbia, and it was focused very narrowly on translating votes into seats, what we heard was that there was a lot of concern about various other parts of the political universe that we operate in. And the message I think we want to deliver is that the government and the Legislative Assembly should give some consideration to some kind of process to give these other dimensions the same kind of attention that we were mandated to give to the part of the system that we were mandated to give. And I think that's a slightly more action-oriented without straying over the line into making recommendations beyond our mandate.
That could be included in a kind of a preamble statement before the listing. That's actually probably a pretty good suggestion. Hey? Usually when we applaud somebody, Jack, we stand, but so I think we'll work that in, okay? Campbell is saying yes. Are we just about... We could almost go on to another topic. This has been very, very helpful, I think, and I think we are very kind of close to what we can do to rewrite this one. Are you, do you want me to go on to the name? The name of the, we've got 10 minutes left. And let's deal with the name of the, this new political system that we've made, the Made in British Columbia STV system. And you've got a list of 1,000 names. And tomorrow we're going to take a look at that. What I would like to suggest, and I know it's getting late, I even see some yawns. So we are, and we won't be beyond the next 10 minutes, but what it seems to be reasonably important, we have had a lot of success with this assembly, right from the first day to the time we chose our systems, by first of all asking ourselves, what's the major criteria, or what's the criterion? That is, what do we want a name to do? You know, why would we choose one name over the other? What's the main reason for choosing one name as opposed to another? So why don't you take about 2 minutes and discuss that with the person next to you or a couple of persons next to you and ask the question, why would we choose one name over another? Let's get the major criterion out there, and then we'll get a few ideas, and you can think about it overnight. Okay? Call you back in 2 minutes. I think we should have it for tomorrow morning, yeah.
Let's try and have it go well.
Have you got it in your head that you can do it?
Sort of. We can have a couple of goes and we can kind of talk about it.
Yeah. Actually, that one suggestion by Edith wasn't a bad idea.
It was quite a good idea.
Yeah, that's why I stopped. That's why I thought we should stop there.
Yeah.
This modification isn't for tomorrow, or is it?
No.
Good question.
I thought we came out okay on that one.
I mean, I think you do want a word like adopt rather than accept.
Shall I bring them back?
It's
going to
be fairly short, obviously, after what they did. So.
Yeah, it's good. But they still want something. They want me to.
Yeah, I think Shoney's point is quite fair.
Yeah, it is fair, and I don't want a lot taken out. You know, this panel did a good job of that. Okay, let's call back. Let me, good discussion. But I'm looking at the 3:30 time. I take your instructions to me very seriously. You told me several times, you know, stay focused, stay on schedule and everything else. I'm only doing what I'm told, okay? I always do what I'm told. Just to finish off the last thing, by the way, we are going to bring a new referendum question to you tomorrow, of course. On the other considerations, they will be rewritten over the next day or two and sent to you by email. For those who don't get email, we will mail them to you, okay, within like several days of leaving here, so you'll get it in good time. If any of you have some very precious favorite wording under those other considerations that you just feel that you just have to share with us, give it to us. Give it to Leo. If you got something that you really feel that's awfully passionate and good and anything else, other considerations that you've been playing around with and treasuring more or less for the last few days, give it to Leo, okay? And we'd be happy to get that. We did receive on when we did our preliminary report, some people had some, in quotes, I mean this in a most positive way, precious words, and actually some of them were really darn good, and we did put them in the report. So if you got some of those, okay. What's most important in choosing our name? Let's get a few ideas out, and we'll kind of brainstorm this, and then we'll end, and hopefully overnight as you're sleeping, wonderful ideas will come to you. We'll give Wendy the first shot at this.
I think identifiability and the fact that the STV name has already been out there in the media puts some pressure on us to include STV in the name.
Okay, you're choosing the name. I just want the criterion right now. I see you had to get a plug in there. John.
I said identifiability. It was the first important criterion.
Okay.
That's a value.
Okay. I'm only joking.
It came from the people. So I would like, in the name, some sort of reference to the people.
Okay. Douglas.
I like what Wendy was saying, the identifiability. We don't want to create a new name that will all of a sudden maybe cause confusion in the press, considering they've been using for the last 3 weeks STV. We don't want to cause confusion. We need to help educate people. So we need something that's going to help people understand this, and that's why I'm not so sure whether we should look at a new name, but maybe consider just a sort of a slogan or a catchphrase that goes along with it. And I won't give any examples, but maybe that's something we should be considering.
Ron.
I like a name that's maybe a little bit catchy and something that's sort of succinct. I was thinking of Choice. It's on the list, and for two reasons. First of all, a lot of what we've been talking about is about voter choice, and we were being observed by other provinces, and they could look at us and say that, yeah, we've picked out a really choice system.
Mary.
We came up with ownership, that the system should, the name should reflect ownership of BC and the people, and that we can also use it as a marketing tool to educate the citizens and for ease of understanding. So basically ownership.
Craig.
Just to reiterate that this is all about marketing and sales, and that's its sole purpose. STV is the description of the system, and the title is all about marketing and sales.
Okay. Harley.
I guess I'm just kind of to the point where I'm acronymed out. I don't think we need to create another one. There's enough of them out there. So I'm thinking if we stay with STV, otherwise try to keep the name very, very short, something that can't be acronymed.
Derek.
We should pick something that we'll be proud of having in second-year political science textbooks all around the world.
David. So you, David, you know, you've got me so confused.
I'm going to keep
tomorrow. Would
you
please sit there?
I'm going to keep keeping you confused. I'm with Harley. I'm acronymed out, and I think if we want the citizens of BC to take a look at this, we've got to make it a little bit friendly. It's got to be easy to say, easy to pronounce, short, and not appear technical. Which any acronym does, and I think that scares people.
Julie. No? Wilf.
I think one of the reasons we're looking at a name other than STV is because there is a feeling out there that STV is rather complicated, and it has, in the minds of some people that I've talked to, certainly not given a very good impression. So I think it would behoove us to try and find a name that maybe doesn't include STV, but includes choice or people or all the things that have been, some of the things that have been mentioned.
Shawnee.
My problem with changing the name to include values or descriptors is I just keep thinking of really silly, cheesy government slogans for moving BC forward and I don't want the name to be something that's a joke and people roll their eyes. I mean, I see our sales and marketing with the descriptions and maybe the slogans around it, but not with the name. I think that's a very technical thing, and let's call it what it is. So if someone wants to go online and read more about it, they type it in and they actually get that. They don't get some weird thing.
Carrie, where are you, Carrie? Yeah.
Following along those lines, I do agree that STV should be included in the name. I think that the electoral system we've designed belongs to the people of British Columbia. if the people of British Columbia want to look it up on the website, why don't they go to www.bcstv.ca?
Nick, we're going to take about four or five more, and then we're going to let you sleep on it. Nick.
Yeah, this is basically echoing Carrie's. STV simply identifies the system. BC is where and for whom it was designed. Keeps it to substance, but makes it a little bit personal to our region.
Amanda.
Are we allowed to add names to the list? Because I noticed that...
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll ask for additional names tomorrow, and then we'll find some means by narrowing this down to almost very few. I've got about seven, so let's check about that seven, okay? George.
That's been said already.
It's been said. Rob.
I just think that since we were listening to the citizens and we're the Citizens Assembly, something with the word citizens would be appropriate.
Mo. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. All I got to say, it walks like a duck. It quacks like a duck. It better be a duck. I stick with STV.
Deb.
Deb or Deborah? Yeah. Okay. I think that the acronym should spell out a word that's easy to remember, and that and those letters should describe, should tell the story, such as someone has used CAPS as a suggestion, and I think that tells it all.
Anna.
I'm going to pass.
Ian?
I think if we're going to change the name, we should consider something like MSL, Moe's Special Lady.
or MSK, Moe's Second Kiss. Arlene, you're last person. Where are you, Arlene?
Right here.
Okay, Arlene.
Well, first of all, I also think STV should be in the name. And I have a problem with BC being in the name because I'm worried that it might be associated with the government and people might think it's, I mean, as far as being something that may be recommended by the government as opposed to by an independent assembly. So that's why I don't want BC in there.
Okay, well, thank you for all your great ideas and the various how we might be able to judge this. Have a good discussion about it tonight over dinner. See you for those at 7:30. Yeah,
4:00.
4:20.